The latest figures from the State Department of Public Instruction show that 39% of public school students are eligible for the National School Lunch and School Breakfast programs. DPI Superintendent Tony Ever says last year's rate was 35.5%.
Going back to 2003-2004, it was 29% then, so I'm guessing we've never seen this high, and the general increase from year to year, this is the highest in the last 6 or 7 years. It's significant and reflects the economy of the state and the nation.
Ruth Ann Kiley agrees. She's president of the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin and nutrition director for the Menominee Falls School District. 16% of its students qualify for free or reduced-price lunches this year, up from roughly 14% in 2009. Kylie says that's an all-time high.
The problem, not getting jobs. And even some of the jobs that these families are holding is not a high-paying job, so they're still struggling, those working poor, as they're called. They're the ones that are 185% of poverty. They're in the reduced category, which is still 40 cents a lunch. That 40 cents for lunch, I think, is a struggle for some families.
DPI Superintendent Evers is hopeful the numbers will improve along with the economy, but he doesn't expect any dramatic reductions over the next couple of years. The Swallow School District of Waukesha County had the lowest percentage of students needing free or reduced-price school meals at under 1%. The Lac de Flambeau District had the highest at 90%. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.